Because Freudian slips in the hand.
I knew it. Look at these guys.
Yeah, you can't help but get goofy.
You get a little goofy. Yep.
With Freudian slip, one of my favorite bands, because they come every so often and they bring the South Shore sand in the slippers and leave a little crunchiness on the carpet. Welcome back, guys.
That's,
we got
the granola.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the granola.
Hawaiian Prince, baby.
Yeah, Freudian slip from the South Shore, the Caribbean of the Midwest, the Bayfield Peninsula. We got Jeff Kreiner on Looker's left, Scott McCaffrey with the big bad bass, Olaf Kirsten, vocalist and guitarist, and Andy Noyce also on the guitar vocals. So Looker's left to Andy on the right, Jeff, Scott, Olaf, and Andy for those scoring at home.
Freudian slip.
Yeah. Your first time, right, CJ?
It is. I'm excited.
Go easy
on her. I've heard you. I just haven't seen you.
Yeah.
This is a treat.
I bet you miss old Dick, though, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Come on.
What's he doing? Something important with his life, I hope.
Got away from it all. He listened to that song of ours. You know, we start that song every show, Get Away From It All, la, la, la. He did it.
He took it to heart.
He bought an RV, hit the road.
Hawaiian shirt, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Flip-flops.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Somewhere in the great beyond. Who knows? I haven't seen him for months. Nobody knows.
Dude.
Oh. Play a song. Bring him back. Doubtful. Doubtful. But no, you guys are up often. I know it was maybe last fallish, November, or so.
November
we were.
Last time we were up.
Yep, the Gales of November weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you weren't in last year when Prince died, were you? Was that not you guys?
No, unfortunately. And we didn't spiff up our Prince tune, even though you played one on the way up as we were listening and driving. But
oh, you were listening.
We don't have one ready to go on. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We don't expect that.
Yeah.
It's hard to. You know,
it's incredibly hard.
Yeah. Let it lie. You got your originals.
We do.
You guys write your own.
We do.
Olaf, you're kind of the mastermind with that, right?
Well, actually, all of us help out.
Okay.
Each of us write songs, and we all kind of get in the studio and put it together. So it's not a one person operation.
Common stew.
Yeah, but the songs. I seem to recall you having a special thing for like songs about the earth, songs about.
Indeed, yeah.
Justice. And so you're our Earth Day Eve band. It's I know you're at the tavern tonight and tomorrow night celebrating the occasion.
Indeed.
And so let's keep it in that vein.
Okay, lads.
All right, we're going to do a song that's kind of inspired by romantic poetry, which has its roots in nature, of course. And so English romantic poetry. So this is specifically... inspired by the poetry of Percy Shelley and William Wordsworth. And it's called Romance the Phone. Thank you.
forests, immortal trees, like spreading darkness to a dying flame. Omnipotent visions I'll always be. You're walking the line between shadow and light. You look deep within, but the answer's without. Subliminal darkness is upon you. You close every door. Moon shines through every pore. Thank you.
Floydian Slip.
Indeed.
At the Roadhouse on the Shore with CJ and Dave. Lovely opener, gents.
Yes.
Got me in the mood. What kind of drums you playing over there, Jeff?
These are bongos.
Bongos. Bongos, congos, what's the difference?
Bongos are a whole lot smaller.
Size.
Yeah.
It matters.
That's what...
Floydian Slip in the studio here at the Roadhouse. We've got Jeff Kreiner on drums. We've got Scott McCafferty on bass. Olaf Kirsten on vocals and guitar. And Andy Noyes on vocals and guitar as well.
Floydian Slip. What a name. I know we asked about that way back when you went out.
Oh, yeah, but you have to tell me about it because this would be new for me.
Catch CJ up
on
this one.
Yeah, catch me up on that.
But like the 10-minute version.
Reader's Digest version. Come on, guys.
Andy, I think you had it best.
Scott, you know. time to test your knowledge.
Uh-oh.
Time to test your faith.
Scott's the historian.
I would know. No, don't go there. I'm not.
See, they all forgot. It's too... It's really deep. I know much. It's some guy on a couch or something.
Okay.
Or like a house.
Sleeping bag.
Sleeping bag.
Oh, right. Hammock. Kidnapping.
All right, never mind.
It's a myriad of
things. I don't want to know anymore.
Oh, you do.
Yes, I do. But
you have to stay up really late.
And
it has very little to do with Pink Floyd, though. Is this right?
Oh, rather. Yeah. We adore the band, certainly, and take their influences.
Yeah.
But no.
There was it was nothing. A different Floyd.
Oh, holy.
Yeah. Holy Floyd.
Holy. Yes.
That, too.
Yeah.
He's the most high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prophets, that sort of thing. Leave it be.
All right, you guys.
Let it go.
You poked the bear. You poked the Floyd.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, no, we don't want to make you sorry. We want to make you happy about that. And if you stay up real late, we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been playing together as a band, as a group?
1999, December, I believe it was. The onset of winter. What are we going to do, boys?
That's right.
Play some music.
I'll never forget, 1999, I said, yeah, you remember the Y2K scare? First time you guys are in? Scott goes, I'm still eating the corn.
Well, it's true. Speaking of history.
Wow, so you formed at the turn of the century.
Yeah, rather.
And it's now 17 years later, and you play in the South Shore quite a bit. Ashland, Bayfield, Washburn. Yeah. Where's like...
Cornucopia.
Corny. Herbster.
We've played Denver. We've played Wausau, Madison,
Minneapolis,
Green Bay. We have just booked a show at the historic Ironwood Theater in Ironwood, Michigan.
Ironwood,
indeed. That's a beautiful theater, and we're so excited. We're going to be there on the 8th of July. It's a little ways out yet, but we're excited to have a theater show.
Big Saturday night.
Pacha.
Wow. See, I was going to ask you guys about a great bistro in Washburn. I can't remember the name, though. It's like Wood-Fired.
Deleuze.
You know it? Deleuze.
Deleuze, yeah. Very.
Somebody's good. Motioning to Scott to speak.
No, Jeff.
I think it's Jeff.
Once again, it's Jeff.
Jeff's favorite restaurant.
About once a week with the family. Yeah, Deleuze.
Yeah, it was so good we had to go back twice.
Yeah, it's worthy.
Yeah. So, I don't know, shameless promoting, but... Hats off to Deleuze.
Indeed.
It's really good.
Yeah. Your best bet for pizza in Washburn.
Okay.
And we play next door quite a bit at the Snug. A great little Irish bar.
A pub.
Yes. A pub.
Proper pub.
Well, you got a pub show tonight down at the tavern.
Indeed.
Are we upstairs yet? Are we outside? Do you know?
No.
No, we're still inside.
We begged. We graveled.
Downstairs.
We mowed his lawn. It didn't work out.
Well, it's just as well, you know. It's the old setting. How many times you guys played the tavern? Hundreds?
Legions.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to say we've been up here every bit of 15 to 20 shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not visits, but we've been up probably a dozen times.
Yeah.
Do you see groupies?
We are developing somewhat of a fan base here, I would say.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
all those WTIP listeners, we love you.
you guys got that groupie sound though too. I mean, you get the boogie woogie, shake shake shake.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and that downstairs bar is a good sounding room. It's fun, you know. Looking down the L of the bar on both sides is great too.
Yeah, a lot of head bopping.
It's a good space.
Mm-hmm.
Some dancing.
Well, let's get back into the mood, back into the music.
Yeah, and I want to point out that that last piece that we just played, Romance, is on our forthcoming CD, which is getting pretty darn close, you guys. We don't have any tracks to play for you, but we're mixing. We're in the mixing process now, and we're in the naming process and the photograph process and all that groovy stuff. So stay tuned. I think we'll be back in June. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if we are so lucky to be bequeathed a visit to y'all again, well, maybe we'll have it in hand at that time.
Awesome. Oh, definitely. But didn't you guys just drop a CD last year?
No, it's the very same. It's just, yeah, it's kind of a sourdough thing. It's just not ready to cook yet. Well, actually, it's rising, and it's in the oven. It's coming out.
Don't worry about it. We hear this from a lot of musicians. It's not just like one-off, you know, it's done in a weekend. You got to master this thing. You got to create. Yeah. It takes time. And I told these guys, it never matters how long it takes, just how good a job you do.
So, well, yeah.
Keep it up.
To a point, and then we say, honey, done is better than perfect. Because if you wait for me to be perfect, then it'll just never,
it'll never happen. No. Huh?
Yeah, somewhere in there is the truth.
All right. And the title yet to be determined? That's the sticker, isn't it?
Are you down to
is
two?
Is it Shout Man?
Come on.
You could keep it.
Here?
Tell us in June.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just our management talked to us and said, hey, you just can't talk about that.
I got that. I got producers. I know how that works.
We'll give you a hint. It has
like a mini sandwich.
It has something to do with the gun flint.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So we love this
the trail thereof and therein and thereabouts.
Nice tie in to the region.
Yeah, we may spike it that way. We really want to. We'll just see what happens.
Nice. Okay. Nice. We'll find out in June next year. Next year.
Dude, don't poke the Floyd. Yeah, that's right. Which? Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of poking the Floyd, we're going to poke the Floyd right now with a little Pink Floyd. Brace yourselves.
Take us away.
above the fear lines and the clouds. Look down to the sound of the faces in the crowd.
Floydian Slip here on the Roadhouse. We've got in studio Jeff Kreiner, Scott McCafferty, Olaf Kirsten, and Andy Noyes. Floydian Slip. They'll be playing at the Gunflint Tavern tonight, 9?
Tonight and tomorrow night.
Tonight and tomorrow night, 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Start? Right around there? Okay.
In full electric regalia.
Oh.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jeff gets... Big drums.
The big drums.
Big drums.
Yeah. Because size matters. Yes, he gets the big old drums, and we get electric guitars, and he still plays an electric bass with the sound of thunder.
Wow.
Tonight and tomorrow night. Yeah.
Big sound. Downtown, Gunflint Tavern. On the Habba. Yeah, you know, nicknames are always fun to talk about. What's what with nicknames between y'all? You've been playing together so long.
You mean our pirate names are.
Yeah,
we don't have any.
Give it up. Really? Kreiner no. Over there doesn't have something fancy.
Yes, it's Kreiner, and that guy's Oli. And sometimes I just love saying his name with an overpronounced Scottish accent, but that's about it. And I usually say Andy's first and last name together.
That's true. Yeah.
And that's how I roll.
That's South Shore.
Andy does have a bunch of nicknames, but
yeah, but they just kind of don't flow in this operation anyway. Well earned, I assure you, but is not a commodity amongst us, fortunately, mercifully. Right. Yes.
You gotta keep it safe.
Family friendly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Also.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what about sports and rec? Don't we always talk about like where you go in the day when you come up here? You go hiking, you go paddling, skiing.
The Floydian Slip North Shore Adventure Club.
You got the Subaru. You must have some outdoor gear in there.
Yeah.
So every Saturday when we come up here, we play Friday and Saturday. So Saturday afternoon, we always go for a hike somewhere.
That's right.
We've been to Devil's Kettle. We've been to the Cascade. We've been, where else, guys?
Magnetic Rock.
Magnetic Rock several times.
Mm-hmm. Out to the end, we've scouted some moose up. We've went up to Grand Portage, to the Pigeon River. Golly, you guys did one where I don't know what happened to me, but you went off and did something.
Hmm.
Anyway, in the wintertime, it's like, what is it? How do you, Kadunz?
Mm-hmm.
Up there. It's ice. Not uncommon.
Yeah, just scramble up the frozen.
Snowshoeing or whatever.
Had you heard they solved the mystery of Devil's Kettle?
No.
I read that.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
I
like the Northern Lights. We don't really need to hear the scientific.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Let it rip.
No, it's. I don't believe it either.
Fair enough, yeah.
Right, overruled. Yeah, play some more music.
Well, Uncle Walt Whitman would not already, appreciate that.
Yeah, no, we've had our science. Yeah. We don't need that.
So. You want to do Eyes?
Yeah.
You have time for a medley here? Of the trees?
Well, that would be our Earth Day offering, or among our higher Earth Day offerings. And this one goes out to all the maple syrupers, sappers and syrupers and lappers of sap and syrup. Sap lappers, indeed, y'all. And I know I'm a producer myself a little bit, and just the homegrown stuff, just the artisanal batches. So this is Olaf's tune, and he's going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, it's just called Voice of the Trees, and it's just basically an environmental song about listening to the trees, because they tell the story, they know the story, and sometimes we get caught up in in our world, and we forget to listen. And so tomorrow on Earth Day and every day, we should be listening. Keep your ears open. Keep your soul open. Keep your heart open. Trees with the voices of the trees, a monkey swinging in the trees, swinging there with you and me, the monkey swinging in the tree with the voices of the trees, a monkey dancing in the tree, dancing there with you and me, the monkey dancing in the tree. To the voices of the trees, a monkey singing in the tree, singing there with you and me, the monkey singing in the tree with the voices of, you got to listen, open your heart, you got to open your mind and I'll let it shine. And we dance and sing, we're gonna dance and sing, we're gonna dance and sing, listen to the voice of the trees. I want you to hear the voice of the trees. I want you to see the way it could be.
Freudian slip and the voice of the trees. You guys are getting good at playing softly. Or it's Jeff and John and their expert engineering. Somebody's doing that. Somebody's doing something right. Olaf, I like the voice of the trees.
Yes, yeah, it comes with time. You know, I think that's something you grow into. You know, it's we weren't always that way, and we've realized that the space is important, and you know, what you don't play is as important as what you play. A lot of musicians say that. So,
and a bonus for our radio audience and friends and family out there. We always just pretty much decide what we're going to play on the drive up here, or maybe when we're out in the other room. And these are all songs that maybe have never been played acoustically before, ever. Wow. And that's the tightrope we love to walk. That's kind of our domain.
Well, that's why we love having you at the Roadhouse.
So, yeah, what we do is usually as fresh to us as it is to you. Yeah.
makes it fun and interesting. And
right.
It's our format, though. We like to kind of take it live, take it fresh, premiere a few things that you're not used to doing, take you out of your zone. But Floydian Slip, you guys, highly adaptable. I've never known you to fail.
There's still good. Time. That's good. Apparently.
You're right. You got one last song. You got to be done by 7. Or like, give me like 2. Yeah, right? Actually, like 6:58. Yeah. So, 5.
Game, set, match. Thank you.
Yeah. No pressure. No.
Yeah.
Sure.
Another Earth Day song here.
Yeah, one of my very, very favorite springtime, summery time, all year long kind of songs. It just puts me in the space. It's a song by the Grateful Dead called Eyes of the World. And we're going to take it into another little place from our first CD called Eyes Like the Sea.
Oh, are we?
Are we?
I don't think there's time.
Nope, sorry. Just kidding.
And happy birthday to our buddy Eric, too. It's his birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Birthday tomorrow. So.
Eric Iveson, yes. Yeah. All the birthdays out there, for that matter, all you spring babies. Okay, as the world will send you out with, and pick up the scraps later and get back to you next time.
Check them out at the tavern, 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow night. Gunflint Tavern, downtown Grand Marais. Floydian Slip.
Mm-hmm. Summer home. Ain't got time to call your soul a critic, no. Right outside the lazy gate on winter summer home. Wondering where the nuthatch winners wings a mile long. Oh, just carry the bird away. Wake up to find out that you are the eyes of the world. Your heart has its features, its homeland and thoughts of its own. Discover that you are the song that the morning brings. Your heart has its seasons, its evenings, and songs of its own.
He slowly too, he fades away. It follows behind him away. It's loaded with clay. And the seeds that were silent all burst in bloom and decay. And the night comes so quiet, close on the heels of the day. Wake up to find out that you are the eyes of the world. Your heart has its beaches, its homeland and thoughts of its own. We're now discover that you are the song that the morning brings. Yeah. Heart has its seasons, its evenings and songs of its own. Scott McCafferty.
All right, Floaty, just keep playing, guys. Keep playing. I'm going to mic you down.